Here's a thought I'll title, The Dangers of Surrendering Control. It's been fascinating these last, 20 years or so as we've watched the digital workflow mature and become more and more powerful. Now we have software and AI joining forces to what? Well, to some degree, provide solutions, provide answers, provide ease of production. But there's another side of this that has me a little worried, and that is that software and AI are joining forces to wrest control from our conscious will. Of course, they're providing us with tremendous tools, but at the same time, there's a risk of allowing these tools to make aesthetic decisions for us. For example, the new culling tool in Lightroom is both a tremendous advance in processing technology, and for certain photographers, I can see where it's going to be a huge time saver. But the other side of the coin is that it's designed to replace our human judgment. And I'm not sure I want that. I want to look at my failures, because that's how I learn. And if the software culls out all the failures that are, whatever, out of focus, or somehow don't meet up to its aesthetic standards, by hiding those from me through automatic culling that is supposed to make judgments on our images and hide those that aren't up to standard, how will we learn? This is the whole purpose behind my series over at brooksjensenarts.com called Every Picture is a Compromise. It's looking at the images that don't work and how to make them a little better. That's what we're really interested in. Not eliminating those quote-unquote mistakes so that we don't see them. And obviously Adobe knows this because they have the ability to hide or unhide the culled images. But that requires conscious effort on the photographer's part to pay attention to those. And I can just feel the seduction to not look at those culled images because they don't measure up, because why waste our time with them? Another aspect of this is that my failures might encourage me to think more creatively by providing alternatives I'd never thought of myself. Some of my true mistakes become seeds for future images. Or on a more practical level, I've had some images that don't work very well that I can turn into a very light gray or a very dark background that I use in layout and design. If those images get culled out, will I find them again or will I just ignore them? But I think the biggest concern for me is that the criteria the software uses to judge my images will tend to value the predictable, the cliche, the arbitrary standard, not the artistic interpretation. For example, combining the culling of unsatisfactory images based on the software's criteria and the auto button that can completely, quote-unquote, fix exposures. And there's also an auto button in fixing horizon lines. Can you see how that pushes us ever so subtly to make images that look pretty much like everybody else's? And from an artistic point of view, I don't think that's good. For myself, I'm not so rigid as to say I'll never use these tools, because they can be very useful. But I think it does require conscious effort to not let them wrest control from our aesthetic and decision-making processes, and thereby diminish the artistic decisions that we make as it pulls us more and more towards predictable outcomes.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.